here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. Welcome back to our coverage of Correlations Client Conference here in San Diego, California. And look who we have in the studio lounge. We have the folks from Clearwater Credit Union, Megan Kraft. Megan, how are you?
I am good. Thank you.
You are welcome. And then we have Devin Carlson. Devin, how are you over there?
Not too shabby.
Good. Well, you got Zippy the Turtle on your kneecap there, so you're all good, sounds like.
Keeping me in place, holding it down.
Exactly, holding you down. Before I get into the topic of conversation here, because you guys gave a presentation in the big room right over there earlier, but how's the conference going for you all? How do you, any feedback, any what's the buzz in the hallway? What are you guys hearing out there? How's it been so far?
I think it's wonderful. It's always nice to be able to network with individuals, meet new people, see old friends, learn how they're using correlations.
See is the opportune word there. Yeah,
yeah,
we get to see each other again. Yeah,
in person. So overall, great energy, great conference.
Good, good. Devin, how about you? I'm going to move the microphone over a little bit so we catch you as well.
Can't really argue with my experience. I mean, it's nice seeing and hearing about what people are working on. Mm-hmm. Just meeting folks. I mean, this is my first time here, so getting the whole shebang of what's
right
going on.
Yeah. It's a very progressive group here. So it's people that are movers and shakers, all that good stuff. So yeah. All right, let's talk about the coolness of correlation, the topic of your talk. So Megan, I'll let you go first. Give us a quick overview on what the coolness of correlation was all about. Obviously, it's cool. The people that work there are cool.
Right.
So let's take it to another level.
Okay, so our goal for our conversation today was to really just kind of highlight what the capabilities are within correlation and what we've been able to do. Mm-hmm. And we are always looking for efficiencies within our system, and so with auditing specifically was one of our topics today.
Okay.
And then our member surveys, and I was able to kind of bring this operational idea to Devin, and then Devin is really able to like bring it to life with his development.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about a couple of those. Devin, you want to give an example of what you worked on and how you implemented it?
So we presented two use cases today. The predominant one was dealing with the KeyBridge API to leverage it to automate the tests that we did with Excel and put it into a core. The key takeaways from that one was just standardizing it, automating it, making sure nothing was missed, and making sure that everything is handled programmatically covers a lot of the blind points that we have just doing it by hand. Keying off of actual events, making sure that always has a follow-up, and then recording the results and, you know, tracking trends with what's actually happening. And generalizing that out, it's just nice to have all those records out there.
No doubt.
The same process can be used to automate a lot of other business processes, such as like enhanced dispute queues, fraud analytics, and we're looking at potentially like upsell opportunities
as well, based on
like activity and product loads.
Right on. So the benefits to the credit union, this new business opportunities, obviously, streamline,
efficiencies,
oh my gosh, yeah. All
it
the
kind
buzzwords.
Of removes, right? Exactly. Yeah. It removes that human element for error. It provides us the opportunity to be able to learn about our members' immediate needs. We can look at what's coming back in those surveys for strategic vision, as well as, you know, identifying any systematic issues that we have. We highlighted today one of them being like ATM being broken. With the auditing queue, it's also provides us an electronic trail for like our auditors when they request that.
Okay.
And the thing is, it's fully automated.
That's the beauty of it. Devin? Yeah.
Suppose we should take a step back there, because there was a second use case that Megan broached on a little bit, which is our whole in-house survey system and reporting. The key takeaways there is that we have this wealth of information that our members are telling us. How do you listen to 55,000 voices at once? The thing is that you need systems in place to help you actually make sense of it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a two-tiered approach. We have the immediate member needs. So we had a member with a very bad experience. We had a member with a question. Or we had a member using some language that might imply that something really bad happened, like fraud. All of those three triggers get an alert for someone to address, like as we see it.
All through this automated process?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So, yes.
That's amazing.
Two use cases, and like that's number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second element is more for like the systemic and strategic elements, where we try and look at overall trends tied to branches, users, products, where we use that survey data and we break it down into nouns and adjectives. So we identify all the nouns in the comments that we're using, and then we find the adjectives that are, you know, just located around the nouns, and then we put it in a visualization where that you can actually look at what's happening. So if you click drive-through, it's going to tell you it's slow, as we did in the demo.
Yeah.
But you can also get insight into how folks are feeling about mortgages, ATMs, IPMs.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
How staff are being described as, like individual staff as well as the aggregate. It's a really broad system, because we have it all tied to the transactions.
Right, right.
Which allows you to branch off in whatever webs you want to take.
Which is all housed within the core, right? Because that's our core-centric approach.
Yeah.
So all this data lives in the core, and then Devin's able to pull everything out.
All right, when are you taking this on the, when are you taking this tour on the road? Because this is phenomenal stuff here.
We did have a lot of people ask us questions.
I would think the Q&A at the very end would be quite active.
I think that's the wonderful thing about this conference, though, is that you not only have the opportunity to just share it at the conference, but now we know that people are going to be interested, and we have the opportunity to now not, they don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can share our knowledge and help.
You've got the template, basically, right?
Yeah.
So
15,000 responses in one go.
That is phenomenal. What a time saver that is. And what a time saver, labor saver, cost saver, everything. Oh my gosh, do all that and have it automated.
Yeah.
I think we have time for one more example, maybe, or was it?
So we have the two use cases, and we can dive into either of them. So we have an automated queue system with electronic triggers, and we have the survey system, which we designed the reporting system on top of to get insights from the text.
Right.
So our electronic, the automation of the queue system, I think, one, we created it to audit forms and to audit new accounts, but then we also have it moving right from one queue, like the new membership, into a new member onboarding queue, which was something that was really important for us in our strategic plan, is like that member retention. How do you onboard and how do you keep individuals, and how do you make sure that you don't forget somebody when they've opened the account?
Yeah.
And so the amazing thing that Devin was able to do is once we've been able to complete an audit task for a new account, it now just automatically moves into an onboarding queue for an individual to work and onboard and have conversations with our members and then generate reporting on that.
We also tie directly into the application itself. So as soon as the application itself is completed, we generate audit tasks off that as well. So that being the trigger, we now have all these actions that follow automatically after that.
So the goal here, guys, is just to kind of show others that the capabilities of Keystone, basically, and what you can do with it, and creating these templates that other people could actually use, right? Is that pretty much the goal here?
I think Correlation has this amazing package for their core, but you can do so much more with it if you have amazing developers in-house
the talent,
that can help us bring ideas to life. You can actually do a lot of your own stuff with their core because of just the openness.
Yeah. It empowers you guys to like, hey, we can do this, you know? So that's got to be a really good feeling as well, especially...
Hours and a day down the minutes, all thanks to the API.
Yeah.
I mean, the API really enables you to take the business process into the core.
Yeah. Good stuff, guys. Anything else to add here? I mean, we could probably go on another half hour easily, what you guys have done, but you guys have other things to do. But thank you so much. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final thoughts on this?
Nothing from me. Okay. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for passing on the knowledge here. Devin, anything?
All set on my end.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right, Devin. And Megan, thank you so much for hanging out here for a few minutes. And thanks for babysitting Zippy the Turtle there, Devin. You did a good job.
Very well.
All right, guys. Well, keep up the good work. And thanks again for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You are welcome.